Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to the podcast. This is The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. This is the episode for the 7th of January. Welcome to The Last Post, our regular guest contributor, fresh off the launch of his line of workout clothing, Get Jacked with Nish, Nish Kumar.
Happy birthday, Alice.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday also to actor Nicolas Cage.
Did you share a birthday with the Cage?
I do indeed. I will accept Patreon subscriptions, gifts of tea, or donations to a goat of your choice. Also today in history, Stevie Wonder was born and Emperor Hirohito died, so make what you will of that. What have you been up to in the week since we last chatted, Nish?
Well, I've just been really trying to get this workout line off the ground. I've taken the somewhat controversial move of releasing it as a workout VHS video. I was, and I cannot stress this enough, heavily advised against it.
Yeah.
But I just think, like vinyl, VHS is due a comeback.
I mean,
I talked myself down from Betamax.
You're looking forward to like your demographic segment is a kind of a man who wants an old-fashioned body, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's the aim. The aim is to look like a Victorian man in a painting. That's just the aim.
Eating a kilo of raw meat.
Yeah. Just a man who looks like he has gout. He may not have gout, but he looks like he has gout.
In this week's headlines, Trump impeachment proceeds apace with Trump protesting the publication of his burn book being released as evidence and contesting his opening of the school locker for the FBI. He insisted the FBI only wanted to open his locker because Nancy Pelosi's a bitch who hates democracy. When the FBI told him that Nancy Pelosi had nothing to do with the investigation, he said, "That sounds like fake news to me." And then he shat in a corridor and ran away. Classified section now, and here is a help wanted ad, which begins, "My garden doesn't have enough holes in it. Please come and dig some holes in my garden. Can play up to £4 an hour plus biscuits." And you need to email digdigdig@aol.com for that. For sale, a collection of deeply problematic art for sale, including gollywogs, porcelain Chinamen with very racist teeth, and an apron with, quote, "women belong bare-chested and pregnant and a pair of cartoon tits on it." That is for sale for £100 or nearest offer.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Last Post.
Our top story is impeachment news. This day in history, in 1999, the Clinton impeachment proceedings began. So have you got any news for us on that, Nish?
Well, the Clinton impeachment is still going on. It's still an ongoing concern. We've still not quite got to the bottom of whether or not he was a dirty dog.
I'm pretty sure he was a dirty dog.
He was maybe the dirtiest of dirty dogs.
I mean, history has redeemed Monica Lewinsky to the point where she has like quite a successful speaking tour going
around. Yeah, totally,
around.
Yeah. My girlfriend saw Monica Lewinsky once in the street and said she looked like an angel.
Oh, wow.
That's my showbiz anecdote.
The House, I mean, this is an interesting thing. This impeachment scandal has been going on for quite a long time. In history, the House has impeached 19 federal officers. 15 were federal judges, 13 district court judges, one court of appeals judge, and one Supreme Court associate justice. Two presidents have been impeached so far, Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton, but both were later acquitted by the Senate. What do you think Trump's chances are of getting out of this scot-free?
Well, I think his chances are extremely good. I mean, it was odd of him to basically mount a defence by pointing at his groin and screaming, "Impeach this, bitches." But whilst it was a defence, it has played well with his target demographic.
Yes, large segments of the Republican support base suggest that Trump is being victimised by a conspiracy of people who want to shit wherever they feel like it, and that they will continue to support him despite mounting evidence that he's done really bad shit because they want to infuriate, quote, irrational people, end quote. I mean, there is nothing more rational than voting just to annoy other people.
Listen, if you want to pwn the libs, there has to be a less self-destructive way of doing it than electing a man who, let's face it, absolutely loves crime.
I mean, there's nothing that says shooting yourself in the foot more than voting for a system that is going to take away all of your health cover.
Yes, that is very strange. It seems very self-defeating.
So that when you literally shoot yourself in the foot, there is nowhere for you to go.
Ah, the foot shooters. Very few people talk. We talk a lot about shy Tories, but we don't talk about the foot shooters.
They're a quiet majority.
What do you think his chances are of... I mean, I will always have respect for Richard Nixon for bowing out pre-impeachment. He saw the winds change and he just went, you know what? I'm going to self-impeach.
I mean, it's interesting that that's a time that Richard Nixon bowed out at a time when honour still meant something, but you were still allowed to rape women.
Yeah. It is weird that we now look back at Richard Nixon and are like, oh, what a bygone era when people committed crimes and were accountable for them.
When men were men and women were gropeable.
Truly, halcyon days. I was literally about to say an era when racism was fine, and then I remembered we are still very much in that era. We are still very much smack bang in the middle of that era.
Any bread been thrown at you this month?
Well, actually, people have started throwing whole loaves at me now.
Do they think you're a duck?
My thinking has started to turn that way. When it was a single bread roll, it seemed like an act of protest. But now it looks like they're worried about me looking malnourished. Further sign that my workout line is working.
Interesting headline for 2020, although in 2019 people reported that millennials were having less sex than previous generations. They did not factor in the fact that millennials are quite a competitive generation. And so apparently now millennials are banging heaps more than anyone else. So that's an exciting thing. If you're not having sex, you're probably wicked or prudish or ashamed of your body or have welded your undies to your body like a Barbie doll.
They're too busy having sex with their phones, probably.
Yeah.
Look up from your screens, guys.
But this is the thing. Apparently now we're entering a dawn of a new age of banging everywhere.
Well, is it the beginning of the second sexual revolution?
The second sexual revolution where you're allowed to just bang on public transport.
Oh, I don't like the thought of people banging on a bus.
I saw that once.
I've seen too much spilled. You've seen people bang on a bus?
Well, certainly get close to. They were going past some bases. As well as some bus stops.
I don't think you should be rounding bases on a bus. I don't wish to sound like a Victorian member of high society, but I think that is a bit much.
I mean, this is Nish Kumar who sprays hand sanitizer on before he has a wank.
Oh, yeah. Stingy. Very, very stingy. But on the other hand, bacteria's not got anything on my dick.
This week, a guide to religion. Fill out a quiz detailing your likes, dislikes and character traits, and this quiz will tell you what religion you should be to fully actualise your best self, including Hinduism, Islam, Mormonism, aggressive atheism and sexy death cult. In today's letter to the editor, Arlo Gabbington has written in to say, "Hi, Alice, I'm writing to inquire about the classified ad last week for the medium-sized pony. I would like to buy a medium-sized pony or small horse. Please put me in touch with the medium-sized pony seller." Arlo Gabbington, please write to the last post at somethingelse.com and we will send through those horse details now.
I can't think of a less wieldy pet than a horse.
Oh, yeah, no, they're not very portable. Even a miniature horse is less convenient than a small dog because they're not as bendy as dogs.
Yeah.
If you've ever tried to bend a horse, Nish, you can't fold them into the trunk of a car.
We've all folded a dog. We've all folded a dog in our time. But you're not folding a horse anytime soon.
No, they don't do their yoga. Weirdly, goats, surprisingly flexible.
What? How do you know that?
Mm.
Why did you make a noise that has implied you f***ed a goat?
No, I'm glad I've bent a goat. Platonically.
The last post.
That's it for today. A happy birthday to me, Alice Fraser, and a happy birthday to Nick Cage. May you never be in a terrible reboot again.
Happy birthday, Nicholas.
The Last Post is a production of The Bugle with Something Else. Executive producer is Christopher D. Skinner, and it is hosted by me, Alice Fraser.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.